When I hear Preservation Hall Jazz Band, I hear the sound of all of space and time. There's something about fantastic jazz recordings, whether it's Charlie Parker or Miles Davis or Preservation Hall Jazz Band, or whatever, there's something about it that's like, this was here long before we were here, and this is going to be here forever, and there's no timestamp on it. It's crazy.
For over 50 years, Preservation Hall Jazz Band has brought life to the sounds of New Orleans. Some of their original members hailed from the beginning of jazz itself. The music that Preservation Hall Jazz Band plays has been passed down through the generations. But now, they've written their first ever album of entirely new songs that both respects the tradition and takes it into the future. In the next hour, we'll hear about the band and the new music from members Ben Jaffe, Charlie Gabriel, and Ricky Monet, plus their producer Jim James of My Morning Jacket. I'm Josh Jackson. Welcome to Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's it. That's It, performed by Preservation Hall Jazz Band. As rock and roll emerged in the late 1950s, jazz took a back seat in New Orleans culture. An art gallery owner named Larry Borenstein decided to offer his space in the French Quarter to musicians so they could have jam sessions. The cream of the crop showed up. In 1960, Alan and Sandra Jaffe were traveling around on their honeymoon, and they saw a show at the gallery. By the next year, they had turned 726 St. Peter Street into Preservation Hall.
The hall is a holy place that's been scorched for so many years with beautiful music. It's like the paint is falling off the walls, and it's just been blasted with music. And it's such a, when you walk in there, it's just like you want to stay. You don't ever want to leave.
Jim James formed the band My Morning Jacket in the late 1990s. He first played with Preservation Hall Jazz Band in 2010 for an album to benefit their music education program. James then took the band on tour with My Morning Jacket, and now he returns as their co-producer. Along with the music, Jim fell in love with the hall itself.
It's a really small room. I mean, it probably holds, I don't know, 75 to 100 people. Like, it's a small, long room. It's funny because you feel it's been untouched pretty much. So you really get the feeling of what it was like when it first opened. It's just like melting, you know, because time and music and dancing and laughing and crying and everything has just melted it. And for me, it's cool. It's like looking at a, it's like any classic piece of music or furniture or anything that you just let it be and watch the progress of time take its toll, you know, and it's like a beautiful old guitar or something, you know, because it's a box that holds music and makes music. And if you love an old guitar, you want to take care of it, you know, and if it falls off the shelf and gets a ding or something needs to be repaired mechanically, maybe you would fix that, but you would never touch the things that make it great, which is the sound of ghosts and the sound of time and the sound of energy impacted upon that place. So it's a really cool simultaneous thing. You walk in the door and you're like, I feel exactly what this felt like when it first opened, and I also feel right now, and I also feel the future.
I Think I Love You, performed by Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Ben Jaffe is the creative director for the band, and he's been playing tuba with them for over 20 years. His parents founded the hall in 1961. Jaffe co-produced the band's album of originals with rock singer and songwriter Jim James.
It was like a very refreshing approach for me to have somebody who comes from a completely different musical tradition and is constantly asking me the same question, like, well, why wouldn't you record this way? Well, why wouldn't you use this microphone? And why wouldn't you use this technique? Like, all of these things that are very, very close to him, but are very foreign to me. And he just opened up and introduced an entirely new world of, like, recording techniques and things that I couldn't have imagined were even possible with our band. And sometimes, you know what, it takes an outsider to come in and actually, you know, bring a fresh perspective, you know, whether it's to a project or just to you in general. I mean, it's often, you know, it's almost like, you know, working with a great therapist is that they're able to give you perspective on your life. And Jim was able to give like a lot of perspective to the band that I had never been able to see before. He was able to get things out of the musicians musically that I couldn't, you know, either because, you know, I didn't know that they were capable of it, or because there's a limit to how far I can push them, or there are things that, you know, I can ask my mom that you can't ask her, but there are things you can ask her that I can't, you know?
Jim James brought his favorite gear to New Orleans and set up in the hall.
You know, we set them up in the hall where they normally set up in the hall, and just mic'd the hall and mic'd them. So it was less about, hey, we're in a fancy recording studio. Because I think if you took them and put them in a fancy recording studio, you could still make a good record, but it would just be kind of sterile and weird, because it's not, we want the listener to feel as if they're actually in the hall hearing the band play, you know, maybe in a slightly elevated way, because I want it to thump more and be a little bigger than that. But it's like an enhanced, you know, like you're in the hall on acid or something. But just the sound of the hall is so beautiful. I mean, you know, talking to Ben about it, and there's really no other, why would you try and record anywhere else? And it's hilarious recording in the hall too, because it presents its own set of challenges. Like, it's right against the street, you know, and it's like, if there's, you know, if the Saints are playing and people are cheering outside or screaming, or fire trucks or garbage trucks, or like, there's all this commotion, which is hilarious because that's kind of the spirit of the place.
Steer clear on St. Joseph's Day. The graveyard bones make a rattling sound. The dead get up and start walking around. Not believe me, but I'll tell you it's true, and you would too if it happens to you. I spent the night on the graveyard there, and what I saw gave me a terrible scare. Rattling bone, creeping around from behind the headstones. If you don't want to see them, then you best stay home. Cause there ain't no running round the rattling bones. You may not believe me, but I tell you it's true. And you would too, it could happen to you. I spent the night in the graveyard there, and what I saw gave me a terrible scare. Rattling bones, creeping around from behind their headstones. If you don't want to see them, then you best stay home, cause there ain't no running from the rattling bones, creeping around from behind their headstones. And if you don't want to see them, then you best stay home, cause there ain't no running round the rattling bones.
Rattlin' Bones, played by Preservation Hall Jazz Band. I'm Josh Jackson, and you're listening to Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's it.
Well, musically speaking, you know, music itself binds you together on some level, you know what I mean?
Charlie Gabriel sings and plays saxophone and clarinet for the band.
If you understand music, music does something to you, or you do something to the music, then everyone who's involved with this have to become a part of what that is. So the other person, yeah, his feeling and concept of what you're dealing with, you'll get it on a level, you get an understanding. See, it doesn't mean that one is right or one is wrong, but you have a meeting of the mind musically. You're like a marriage. That brings you together.
I mean, I feel like it's a built thing that we built together through time, you know, we can trust each other because they know I'm not some guy that's in there to get them, or I'm not trying to make their thing unhealthy.
Co-producer Jim James.
That's the most important role of a producer, I think, is letting the band do their thing and just being there as a voice of reason, you know, and trying to say, you know, at the end of the day, it's just an honest exchange between two parties, because I'm just there as a discussion point, you know, and if it's a healthy arrangement, you let your ego go and you accept when you don't win, you know, because there's many times we'd go back and forth and I'd be like, why don't you make it a little shorter? And they'd be like, well, I just don't think it needs to be shorter. And I would be like, hey, it's your record. You know, you're the one that really knows in your heart what you want it to be. So I'm fine. You know, if that's how you want it to be, I'm just telling you what I think. And some of those discussions can get super heated, and some of them you can see really quickly, you know, oh, you're right, or oh, I'm right, or whatever.
Co-producer Ben Jaffe says one big decision came out of hearing one of the musicians just messing around between takes.
We had no idea that the newest addition to our band, Ronnell Johnson, we knew he could sing, but we didn't realize how good he could sing. And just kind of like, through, you know, when you're recording, there's a lot of time where you're not doing anything. You're kind of, you know, you record something, then you have all this downtime, da, 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 and you have 15 minutes here and 10 minutes here. And Ronnell was sitting at the piano singing, and like I opened up the door and I looked at him. I was like, Ronnell, I didn't know you could sing like that. He goes, oh, man, yeah, you know, they got me singing at church on Sundays, you know, and they got me playing the organ, you know. I'm like, wait, you play organ? You sing? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. Wait, try this. And I had this gospel song called Dear Lord that I had written, and it was amazing how it just emerged as us actually discovering something about the guys that already existed. Oh Lord.
Well, I've done good, but sometimes I've been wrong. I played with fire, burn what I love. But I'm for redemption, and I've been reborn. Well, I've been to the mountain, I've been reborn. I've said mean words, hurt what seem deaf to now. So I spoke to the Lord. I was that long road before, but I found redemption. I've been reborn. I said I've been to the mountains. I've been reborn. So I said bye and bye, oh Lord, bye and bye. Give me the strength,
Lord, give me the strength
to carry on,
carry on.
Oh, give me your strength,
Lord, give me the strength.
Let the church say,
Lord, give me the strength.
Oh, give me your strength,
Lord, give me the strength.
Oh, give me your joy,
Lord, give me
your peace.
Dear Lord, Give Me the Strength, performed by Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Coming up, we'll hear how some of the songs were created, plus a lot more music. I'm Josh Jackson, and you're listening to Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's it. Welcome back to Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's it. I'm Josh Jackson. Preservation Hall Jazz Band is no stranger to new compositions. They've been mixing them into their live sets for years. But this is the first time they've ever recorded an album of entirely new songs. Co-producer and singer-songwriter, Jim James.
You know, I've talked with Ben, who's the creative director and runs the hall, so much about just how the hall has been what it has been, and it is what it is, but it needs a new chapter. It needs new songs. It needs new life. So, yeah, so they have a whole new set of songs that, to me, is just so exciting for them, because now it's like they've got this new chapter, and they can own it. It's like their chapter. It's not the standards anymore. And, you know, they'll still play those too, but now they've got their own standards.
Co-producer and creative director of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Ben Jaffe.
The one thing that I've always told people that we are not is a repertory band. You know, we're not trying to recreate something that existed 100 years ago or 75 years ago. What we play today is what people listen to in New Orleans. And that's where, you know, this idea that it's really our responsibility to create new repertoire for the New Orleans Jazz Band. It's our responsibility to create new music, to create a new tradition. You know, it has to evolve or it'll die. You know, it'll end up on the walls of a museum somewhere.
Sugar Plum, played by Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
You know, another good thing about music, there is no bad music. There might be distasteful to you at certain given time, because you may come back again, listen to that same thing, which would distasteful to you at that given time, and love it. You know what I mean?
Clarinetist and singer Charlie Gabriel spent most of his career in Detroit, playing for Aretha Franklin, Tony Bennett, and many others.
It all depends on how you are and what mood you are in and how life is in with you experiencing at that given time. But it doesn't mean it's bad, and that doesn't mean it's good. It is what you feel within yourself that makes you feel comfortable with. If it's comfortable to you, then it's good. If it's uncomfortable to you, then not. It's not uncomfortable. That doesn't mean it's bad, no. Tomorrow you might dislike that uncomfortable feeling.
Charlie wrote a song about a very comfortable topic.
Come with me. That come about with a conversation I was having with my wasn't my wife at that time. She was my fiance. And I was trying to get her to come with me to New Orleans. And I was trying to convince her that I was sure a good time. You know? And so that conversation went into a beautiful song.
I show you a great time. All your dreams will come true with me by your side. So come with me to a New Orleans. What a city you will see. All your dreams will come and New
Come With Me, performed by Charlie Gabriel and Preservation Hall Jazz Band. I'm Josh Jackson, and you're listening to Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's it.
You know, I didn't really realize this going into it, but in a lot of ways, I kind of feel like this is Charlie's, you know, this is really Charlie's record. This is his album. This is his thing.
Creative director and tuba player, Ben Jaffe.
You know, he and I were the first people that actually sat down years ago and started writing songs together on the road. Me and Charlie spend a lot of time together on the road, and we started writing songs, man. We just started writing songs for ourselves, and we started performing them live. And I think that's what gave us the confidence, you know, as a group, that people weren't going to freak out if the Preservation Hall Band played a new song. And when you're with somebody who's played as much music in their life. I mean, he's been playing his clarinet. He's been playing his clarinet for like 72 years. I mean, that to me, that's unbelievable. You know, he's forgotten more music than I'll ever learn. You know, it's amazing. And when you get someone like that excited about writing new music at 80, I mean, it makes me giggle. You know, it makes me happy.
Clarinetist and singer Charlie Gabriel.
I mean, me and Jeff have been working together on a lot of material. And one of the songs that we worked on with together was Yellow Moon. That was very interesting. That comes about one time we were down in Miami, and Javi and Marcus Belgrade was with it, and we were driving over the bridge, and they said they saw a yellow moon. I didn't see the yellow moon. I said, y'all fooling me. So we wrote that song together.
Yellow Moon, performed by Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Ricky Monet started playing piano with the band in 1982.
You get to meet so many wonderful people and wonderful audiences. And I think music is the only immediate gratification job you can get, man. I mean, you know, just getting a reaction from the audience, it makes you feel good right on the spot. It's a great thing. I mean, it keeps you young. Look at Charlie Gabriel, man. Charlie Gabriel is 80 years old. He gets around like a 35-year-old man. He walks 3 miles a day. He goes to the gym. He's always got a smile on his face. And I told Charlie a few weeks ago, I said, Charlie, I'm putting in a request. I would like for you to be a pallbearer at my funeral. He's 80. I'm 60, man. This guy, man, he is remarkable.
Ricky teamed up with veteran songwriter Paul Williams.
The darker it gets, we sat in the hall, and Paul Williams was inspired because, you know, the hall is, the lighting is very dim there. And we sat in the room very quietly, Ben Jaffe, Clint Mage, and myself, and Paul. And he was inspired, you know. He was just his thoughts were going. He said, "Man, the wheels are turning." He said, "I think I'm gonna write lyrics about this room." And that's how the lyrics came about. And then we just put music to it, you know.
The darker it get, the better I see that hidden play inside of me. Some little play inside of me. It doesn't reach the answer, it doesn't have a car, it doesn't live on praises, it doesn't need a plot. That hidden play inside of me. It isn't quite a hunger or something that I need. I reach for you and nothing feels the same. Baby, it's a longing only you can feed. For me it's love and music is a name. Amazing how it changes. It's cold and then it's high. Then I stumble on, oh, that sweet, sweet smile. That hidden place I long to be. Quite a hunger or something that I need. I reach for you and nothing feels the same. Baby, it's a yearning only you can see. For me it's love and music is a name. I found a place no one known before. The birthplace of your beauty, that's why I'm back for more. Come, I dream that hidden place. Oh, come to that sacred space. Yeah, that little place inside of me.
Oh, yeah.
The Darker It Gets from the Preservation Hall Jazz Band. In a minute, recovering from Katrina, the next generation of musicians, and more. I'm Josh Jackson, and you're listening to Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's it. Welcome to Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's it. I'm Josh Jackson. The calamity that was Hurricane Katrina continues to affect people's lives in New Orleans today, including members of Preservation Hall. Pianist Ricky Monet.
Well, we lost a lot. You know, we lost a lot of musicians. A lot of guys were transplanted to other parts of the country, you know. In fact, I don't live in New Orleans anymore. I lost my house. I lost everything I owned in Katrina. I live just an hour and 10 minutes away. I live in Mississippi now. I'm right across the state line. But we lost a lot of musicians. We lost a lot of good cooks. We lost a lot of iron workers and brick masons, people that built this city, both culturally and physically. And so everything has changed.
Preservation Hall Jazz Band Creative Director Ben Jaffe.
Every day I'm reminded of how strong of a city and community we are. It's amazing that not only are we still standing today, but in many ways we are the result of all of the hard work and all of the commitment that we put in after the storm. And because of that, you know, there are more people in New Orleans playing music with a deeper appreciation of its history and its importance. You know, music is important in New Orleans. In not only does it enrich us, but it's something that is as important to us as New Orleanians as, you know, air or food or water. I mean, to us, music is an element, you know, and we need music. We wouldn't be New Orleans without music. We wouldn't be complete as a city or as a community.
Summer showers underway, calling out to my yesterday. In a dream, steam rolling in, thinking back on us again. Songs that you'd sing, all the love you washing out all my yesterday, like a prize I'll never win. Melodies all soaked in gin. Songs that you'd sing, all the love you bring, yeah.
August Nights, performed by Preservation Hall Jazz Band. I'm Josh Jackson, and you're listening to Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's it. Preservation Hall runs a music outreach program that brings together young players as the junior jazz band, with mentoring by veteran members. Singer and songwriter Jim James co-produced the band.
A couple times when we were there, we had to wait till the youth session was over in the morning, which is so cool because you come in there and there's all these kids, and one of the one or two of the guys from the band, the adults, is telling the kids about things and teaching them and explaining. And it's all just so cool because it's like, and I really feel this way about children's entertainment and children's music. It's like they're talking to the kids like they're adults, you know, because in a way kids are just small adults and you don't have to talk down to them or make things extra cute. You know, they're having this really super cool open, everybody's laughing and joking and, you know, kind of teasing, ragging on each other, you know, when somebody's not working as hard as they could be. And it's just this really great environment. And these kids are in the hall being handed this tradition that they get to carry on and inform. It's like this beautiful thing that keeps going. It's like they get to keep the past alive while changing it, you know, into the future. So it was super cool to see that in action.
Creative director and tuba player Ben Jaffe.
I try not to use the word education because education to me, it doesn't feel like it's the right term to describe what takes place in New Orleans. There's a lot of learning going on. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of experience going on in New Orleans. And that's how we pass our music on to younger musicians, is through experience and through participation. You know, in New Orleans, it's about becoming a part of our community. And that's really what our music program is designed to do, is to bring young students, young musicians into our world and open our door to them and bring them into our world and embrace them as one of our own so they can become part of our family. That's really what becoming a musician in New Orleans is about. Anybody can figure out the notes and anybody can figure out the rhythms. I'm a firm believer in that, you know, that if you're, you know, given the right opportunities and you're given a shot at the right point, you know, at the right age, you're going to figure out the notes and you're going to figure out the rhythms. You know, it's this other thing that takes place in New Orleans that we're here to protect. And that's this experience of being the experience of being able to sit side by side with someone like Charlie Gabriel, you know, or Daniel Farrow, or Maynard Chatters, or Ernie Ellie. I mean, any of our senior members, to be able to sit next to them. You want a history lesson? Listen to them play. I mean, that's the history lesson. I mean, you'll hear Sidney Bechet, you'll hear Louis Armstrong, you'll hear King Oliver, you'll hear 100 years of music every time they blow a note or play, you know, or beat a drum. I mean, that's what learning is to me. And that's what we have to offer.
Halfway Right, Halfway Wrong. Preservation Hall Jazz Band. Co-producer Jim James.
The band to me is like a beautiful summer day where you're at a picnic and you're under a tree eating with like all your friends and family, and the sun's shining through the tree and you're like perfectly in the shade and perfectly in the sun, and you're laughing and just celebrating and hanging out comfortably. There's a certain timeless comfort to it and celebration. But there's also a depth there. There's like a depth of knowing that one day the celebration's going to end, you know, and one day those people aren't going to be there anymore, and one day you're going to have to face that. But it's still the way that they look at death and the way that they treat death in New Orleans is so beautiful too, because they dance and they, you know, they cry and they dance and they sing and they dance and they cry and they mourn and they dance. And it's like, and that's the thing I love about the spirit of New Orleans and the spirit of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, is they, it's almost like there's no rules other than the human heart, you know, because that's how life is. You know, it's crazy and it's confusing, but it's like, even when somebody dies, you don't have to just cry, because they had a life too. Celebrate that, and they'll always be alive in your heart. You know, it's just a beautiful thing.
Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's It was produced by Joyride Media. Paul Chufo and I are the producers. Our executive producer is Eric Mulk. Our associate producer, Andy Kahn. All songs on this program can be found on the Legacy Recordings release, Preservation Hall Jazz Band. That's It. Special thanks go to Adam Block, Jim Parham, Tom Cording, Tara Master, Mark Newman, Mike Martinovich, Olivia Harrington, Ron Rona, Elena Osis, Cameron Clowers, Rick Nelson, and Jason Rhine at Marin